From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Bill Williams is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Two men were rescued by New York State Department of Environmental Conservation forest rangers in 1 week at separate locations in Greene County. A call was received from North South Lake Campground in Haines Falls on August 24th at about 3:50 p.m., reporting that a hiker was suffering from possible heat exhaustion on the escarpment trail in the Windham Blackhead Wilderness area in Jewett. Rangers Robert Davis and Catherine Fox hiked in about 3 miles to reach the injured man. They gave the hiker, age 26 from Queens, food and water, and he was eventually able to make his way back to the parking area on Shutt Road and return to his vehicle. The rescue took more than 5 hours, ending at 9 p.m. The second rescue occurred 6 days later. Dawson was patrolling the Fawns Leap swimming area in Catterskill Cove when several swimmers asked for medical help after their friend jumped from a 30-foot cliff and injured his shoulder when he hit the water. The injured swimmer, 24, from Pompton Plains, New Jersey, suffered a dislocated shoulder and, with the swimmer's permission, Dawson popped the man's shoulder back into place and applied a sling. The man declined further medical attention and walked out of the area to a friend's vehicle. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Star is reporting that SUNY Oneata officials are sending all on-campus students home and ending all in-person classes for the rest of the semester after another 100 cases of COVID-19 were found on campus September 3rd. Now there are 389 cases at the school in southern Otsego County. WKTV reports students are being asked to move out between Friday, September 4th and Monday, September 7th. The River Newsroom reports other colleges have also seen COVID-19 outbreaks since classes returned, including one student at Marist College in Poughkeepsie and 7 at SUNY New Platte. Read more about this story in the Daily Star. Dennis Slattery is reporting for the New York Daily News. Federal judge September 1st denied a preliminary injunction in a suit brought by the Working Families Party and Serve America Movement Party seeking to block new vote thresholds for maintaining their official status in New York. U.S. District Judge John Cotel wrote in his ruling, "The parties, and I quote, failed to demonstrate that allowing amended party qualification requirements to take effect would violate their constitutional rights, otherwise cause irreparable harm," end quote. The suit was filed in Manhattan federal court in an attempt to block a state election law requiring all political parties to run a presidential candidate this year and receive either 2% of the total vote or 130,000 votes to maintain a statewide ballot line. Previously, seeking automatic ballot access needed to receive 50,000 votes in the prior gubernatorial election to maintain a spot. Cotel wrote that the new thresholds are well within election law requirements, and I quote, "upheld in other cases and further the reasonable goal of avoiding overcrowded ballots and voter confusion and ensuring that candidates who appear on the ballot enjoy a modicum of support," end quote. Read the full story at MSN.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.